I wish I had when I first started Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu quite a few years back. Just like all newbies, I was obsessed with finding the next cool technique on YouTube, a site where a few minutes can be lost into days. As I recall, when I started, my coaches taught me the closed guard, the half guard, open guard, and various other guards, but it was only much later in my development that I actually understood that the guard should be used to control distance, and that's pretty much it. Control the distance between you and your partner to set up a position. Position leads to transition, which leads to submission. This should have been so fundamental that my progress would have accelerated by months, if not years, had I made, or my coaches pointed out, this simple distinction. But the nature of BJJ is very visual. We have the techniques demonstrated, the details covered, we drill, and then we roll. And mainly because rolling is such great fun, we roll around in some kind of aimless human stew until we either improve or get injured and wash out the system. This is what brought me to put these notes together that soon became a manual. In the last few years, I have developed a way of training that moved me from a mediocre blue belt to a well-rounded and accomplished purple belt, with most of the improvements coming in the last year. Even as a brown belt, I have used these concepts to great effect, with some refinements that don't need to be discussed at this stage. I would even go so far as to say that my current progress is getting even better. What's the big idea? What's the breakthrough? Three things. Philosophy, psychology, attitude. Notice that there's no mention of submissions, and this is most certainly not a tap or snap instructional. There are some great books already available that cover that. In fact, there are no photos, or very few. It's all text, and it's all the stuff that instructors, coaches, and professors would love to impart to their students, but don't have the time in a traditional 90-minute BJJ lesson. Let's face it, if you showed up at the academy, kimono in hand, and then realized that your professor had a few desks set up on the mat as he began telling you that, "Today we are going to cover a few changes to your mindset that will improve your jiu-jitsu game beyond measure. See the chapter on psychology." You would probably be a selection of A, astounded by his progressive thinking and ready to learn, sharpie in hand. B, disappointed as you wanted a good sweaty workout. C, really pissed off because you wanted to choke little Frank, who you've disliked since you were a white belt. D, you hate this classroom garbage, even at high school. Let's go for a beer instead. E, a combination of the above. So, in essence, we actually lose out by learning and drilling. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But if we are learning and drilling so many different techniques that none of them stick, then we can never improve. At best, we become mediocre, and at worst, we become confused. Imagine a golf coach teaching a student a new swing, or two, and drilling it, then moving to a new swing style the following week. This coach wouldn't be long for that clubhouse. Don't misunderstand me. Technique and drilling are essential and form a central pillar to my own training method. But we cannot ignore the most important area of your game, your brain. This is one of the reasons I decided to put this together. I am a scholar of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and an accomplished writer. During the many hours on the mat and the diligence in researching the many topics contained herein, I thought it appropriate to pass these ideas along to the BJJ community. If this helps just one person stay on the Jiu-Jitsu path, then it's mission accomplished as far as I'm concerned. Listening to an interview with the Mendez brothers recently, a question was posed. Does a coach have to be a world champion to be a good coach? Their answer was interesting. They are multiple times world champions, so it's important to them and their coaching abilities to agree. Being BJJ geniuses doesn't hurt either. But they also stated that their own coach does not compete because he doesn't like the feeling. This was an interesting point, and one I completely understand. I am one of those guys, and I don't like the feeling guy. Do I compete? Yes. Have I won? Yes. In fact, I have pretty much placed in all the various disciplines that I have endeavored to compete in. BJJ, though, felt very different to me. I was a competitive karate player when I was younger. Sure, I got nervous, but I shrugged it off and plowed on. Walking onto the mat at a BJJ event felt much worse.